This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Pakistan gets a $3 billion IMF deal. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. Thanks for joining us this morning. After months of negotiating, the International Monetary Fund has reached a financing deal with Pakistan to avoid a default. If the IMF's executive board approves it, Pakistan will get $3 billion from Islamabad. Here's the BBC's Caroline Davies.
Today's announcement could not have come at a more crucial time. Pakistan has had very low amounts of foreign reserves to pay its import bill, with major concerns that if it could not secure an IMF deal, it may have ended up defaulting later this year. This deal should avoid that scenario. This new money should carry the country through to a long-awaited general election expected to happen in the autumn and will give some short-term economic clarity, but does not solve Pakistan's long-term, economically precarious position.
Caroline Davies there. Now, the British are coming for your airport stores. You might not realise this, but many of the stores you see in airports in the US are run by a British company. In his first ever broadcast interview, the chief executive of WH Smith, Carl Cowling, told me that its biggest growth market is North America.
It's all about growing and winning new stores. So in the first half of this year, we opened 30 shops in North America. We'll open another 30 shops in the second half this year. We've got a pipeline of 60 stores to open, and we're constantly winning tenders in airports. Recently, we just opened stores at Newark Airport. We've opened at Salt Lake City. We've opened in Kansas. We do have WH Smith stores, but mostly the way that we think about growing our business in North America is working with the airports and coming up with a proposition that's sort of tailored to that local city. And we've got about 12% of the retail market in airports now, and our ambition is to get to 20% over the course of the next 4 years. And then that will mean probably opening the best part of 150 stores.
And where do you think the growth in travel retail is? Is it really just the US?
Our big growth market is North America. And the retail market in airports in North America is huge. It's a $3.5 billion market, which is actually the size of the entire airport market for retail in Europe. It's a big opportunity for us. So North America is our key focus, and then growing our presence in continental Europe is second to that.
Is one of the appeals of travel retail and investing there the fact that you get better margins? You can actually charge more when you're in an airport.
Well, it's quite a high cost environment, actually, the airports. I mean, there's one of the reasons why you don't see lots and lots of different retail brands is in airports is that it's so hard to retail there. The logistics of getting stock into airports, actually, the organization of your staff colleagues in terms of rostering hours is also very difficult. Some of the very busiest hours in airports are before 7 o'clock in the morning. In some of our airports, our busiest hour is between 5 and 6 in the morning. So it's hugely, hugely complex. So, you know, there's a huge amount of opportunity, of course, there is in sales in terms of the volume of people coming through and the sort of speed of people coming through airports. But you've got to add to that, that, you know, that huge sales opportunity with a huge logistical cost opportunity of how you run those stores.
Carl Cowling, CEO of WH Smith, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Good to meet you. Thank you very much.
Now let's do the numbers. China's manufacturing sector contracted in June and service sector growth was slower than expected, according to data released today. But Chinese stocks are actually climbing because weak economic data could mean the government steps in with some stimulus. So Shanghai and Shenzhen's CSI 300 gained 0.5%. Now, let's talk about a new airline that is allowing you to bring your furry friends with you on flights. UK company K9 Jets has routes from London to New York, New Jersey, Dubai and more. And I spoke to its founder, Adam Golder.
The beauty about what we offer is that you can bring your dog or cat on board the aircraft and they can sit with you or on your lap or by your side as you cross the Atlantic.
Of course, I had so many questions. But first off, if cats and dogs are not in the hold, do they have to wear seatbelts?
Dogs have to be on their leashes at all times during the flight as well. So then it's not like a big dog party where they're, you know, they move around the aircraft. They have to stay by their owner's feet on the lap, really. Cats have to stay in their crates. They don't, for obvious reasons, don't mix with the dogs.
So what is the customer base?
People that maybe have two homes. So they may live in America, but they may have a home in the UK or vice versa. The majority are relocating for work. They're not high net worth individuals, kind of middle class people that may have more than likely had their travel paid for or certainly a large contribution towards it.
And what will it set you back?
So typically a flight between New Jersey and London or London and New Jersey is $8,925. It's very comparable to cargo.
And after warming him up, I hit Gary with the Pulitzer-winning questions. Is it chicken or pasta for the pets?
Passengers get fed, but we don't provide an in-flight service for animals.
And the best was saved for last. What if the dog needs to, well, you know, use the facilities?
A lot of people restrict the diet a little bit for the dogs before the flight. Majority of the time, we would hope that the dogs have been to toilets before the flight. However, we do provide puppy pads for occasions where, you know, things may need to happen.
Adam Golder from K9 Jets there. And finally, you'll never guess this. An official from the government of Italy has contacted Mark Zuckerberg about staging that potential UFC fight against Elon Musk at probably one of the most famous places in the world, Rome's Colosseum. TMZ is reporting that Italy's Minister for Culture reached out to Zuckerberg about it and the two of them, they're up for it. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.